On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Simon Marnie.
And this is The Weekend Show. And just as the mozzies have started to buzz around my ear as I try to go to sleep and the surf lifesavers start up on our beaches, so do those other summertime things, including what we're going to talk about next. Perhaps you're going bushwalking this weekend or just taking the kids camping over the holidays. Maybe just running the dog along a local bush track. But if you find yourself rubbing up against nature, inevitably you're going to rub up against ticks. Particularly now the days are getting warmer and more humid, and how best to remove ticks is changing, and the case for heeding that advice is compelling. We're joined on the line by Associate Professor Cheryl Van Noonan, who's a specialist in allergies and a visiting medical officer at the Northern Beaches Hotel. Hospital. And Associate Professor Van Noonan, even starting to talk about this, I'm scratching my arms.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you for taking the call.
Let's look at this. We hear different ways of dealing with ticks over the time. What is the current advice if you have a tick?
We've been very lucky over the last few years to be able to foster and fund evidence-based research. And so what we'd like would be the thrust must be on prevention, because very difficult to take a tick out properly. And I think that with prevention, you've got a number of availabilities. For example, we call it dress for the occasion. In other words, you need a long-sleeve T-shirt and a long tail on that to tuck into your pants, long trousers to tuck into your socks, and then you're pretty well protected, provided you put some DEET on, some repellent, and we know that the repellents work. That research has been done by Stephen Doggett and his group for our Australian tick, because our Australian tick is particularly good at provoking two very serious allergies, two different allergies, mammalian meat allergy after tick bite and tick anaphylaxis. Now, we've lost four Australians from tick anaphylaxis, so prevention is critical. But if you do get a tick bite, then kill the tick where it is and then let it drop off. Or, with fine tip forceps in the hands of an expert, have it removed.
But that's in the hands of an expert. The old days of Dad just getting the tweezers out and having to poke around are over.
I think that, to a person, every one of the almost 450 people I've seen with tick anaphylaxis over the last decade have used household tweezers or scratched it out. And that's exactly what happens. And you can appreciate that here's this female tick. She's got a good spot set up. She's drawing blood from us to produce her 2,500 to 3,000 baby ticks, the larvae. And then we come along and disturb her. Now, she either squirts in or she sucks out and destroys the blood lake and pushes the allergen into the person's bloodstream. And so it's like that's the reason why tick anaphylaxis is so serious, and it's an injection right into your bloodstream. And people react, it's a very rapidly evolving and in 70% of the time a severe anaphylaxis. And that's why we lose people.
We're looking at the how to treat a tick infestation on your skin or a tick that's burrowed into you. We're with Associate Professor Cheryl Van Noonan. You mentioned killing the tick is the best way. What role does freezing and those sorts of methodology apply nowadays?
Well, I think the freezing is the simplest way to approach it. And so there are various ether sprays out there, and ether is very cold. And so you can have a handheld device at home which can kill the tick. Of course, if you've ever had a tick anaphylaxis, we don't advise that. We advise that you don't disturb the tick, call the ambulance, ask them to take you to the nearest hospital emergency department where the tick will be frozen there and then removed by an expert in tick removal.
Those listening who think this is just for residents on the northern beaches, that's not the case.
No, unfortunately, Simon, 20 to 30 kilometres inland, all down the east coast of Australia, we have Ixodes holocyclus, or the Australian paralysis tick, as its common name. And it loves, particularly loves these areas which are more humid. So we have the highest prevalence in the entire world of mammalian meat allergy on the northern beaches and the northern suburbs of Sydney and the Sydney Basin in general. We have 10 times the number in other hotspots in America. We have 28 times the number of people with this condition than in Germany, for example. And so our tick's particularly good at doing it, and so we have to be very careful not to get a bite. And if we do, make sure we treat the bite perfectly, because otherwise it will transmit the allergens, and then this is going to be a problem with an anaphylaxis or an allergic reaction less than an anaphylaxis.
So I've been making notes because I knew you'd ask questions later. From what I gather, freeze a leave, don't squeeze the tick, kill it if you can, or unless you've got an anaphylaxis, in which case you go straight to hospital. But more importantly, prepare yourself before you go into nature. Don't come back with a tick, wear the appropriate clothing. And Sue has asked, do we spray DEET on our clothing to repel ticks?
I think it's that's probably a question for our entomologist, Stephen Doggett, but I think that my impression is that it's better on the skin to act as a repellent, but there are any sprays that are repellents are not usually DEET, so I think you're better off having it on the exposed areas where it can be warm and do its job. That's my understanding, Simon.
It's been great to catch up with you. Coming up at 9:30, Cameron Webb, one of Stephen's colleagues, will be joining us to look at the Mozzie phenomena at well. But for the moment, Cheryl Van Noonan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Simon.